where God speaks of doing a work which is akin to doing a heart transplant. The Lord says, I will give them one heart. Now, I want you to think about this. It will fit into our message at the end. I will give them one heart. In other words, he doesn't say that, you know, I'll leave the heart that they have in them, that stony, rebellious, cold heart. He says, I'm going to give them one heart. And you can tie that in with the word pure, and we shall do that in a while. I'll give them one heart. I'll put a new spirit within you. I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and I will give them a heart of flesh. I'll take away the insipid, cold heart that doesn't respond and react because it cannot respond and react to God because it's dead to God. It's a cold, dead, lifeless heart of stone. And the more that people understand that, the better we will be. The more we understand, my friend, if we're not saved this morning, our natural heart is like a lump of stone. It doesn't feel for God. It doesn't love God. It doesn't want God. It is not pure before God. But God says, when I save you, do you know what I do? I take it out of you. I take it out of you. And I put into you a heart of flesh. And the inference being is that now you have a heart that lives and it beats and it's warm-blooded and it pulsates and it thrives for God. But remember, this is surgery. You can't do it yourself. What man has done open-heart surgery upon himself. Maybe I'm wrong and that has happened, but I'm sort of being confident saying it is not normally the case, but you understand what I'm saying. You don't do surgery upon your own heart. You can't transplant your own heart. God is the surgeon. God does the work. And when the Lord Jesus is saying, blessed are the pure of the heart, there is a reference here to the work that must first begin in us, that we must be born again. And if we have no sign, no awareness, a purity of heart, the simple conclusion is we are not born again. And we must be. And may we need to be.